Petra is pet therapy dogs, meaning the dogs are assessed and they go into home cares, hospices, and nursing homes. And it has been proven that petting a pet will actually help relax you and chill you out, in other words. Last year, we celebrated our 20th year with a big service here in Christchurch Cathedral. And every Christmas, the dogs, the people from the different units and their owners meet here in Christchurch. We could have up to 300-400 people plus 100 dogs present today.
Wow. And they're all coming in here to Christchurch?
They are indeed, hopefully.
Will it not be madness?
It is organised chaos, as I call it, but it is mad, but it works. It's something very, very different. But most people, it's the start of Christmas for them.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pet-only dogs, I presume, is it, who are coming in, or can anybody bring their pet?
Anyone can bring their pet in, as long as it's under control. That is the main purpose. They'll all be on leads, and they'll all behave, hopefully.
And, I mean, what is it? Is it a blessing for the dogs, a blessing for the dogs and the owners, a blessing for the connection between humans and animals? What are we celebrating?
Okay, it's the start of Christmas. We have a good sing-song, and also the animals are blessed. And they're prayed for just to keep them safe and for the work they do, because they do very, very good work.
Yeah. And would it usually be sort of one dog to one person, or does one dog go into a nursing home, like brought in on a regular basis to a nursing home to a group of people?
When I used to visit St. Marley Park Home for dementia, we went once a week for an hour and a half. Now, my dog is now 11 and a half, so I retired him, but I hope to go back to visiting a nursing home when I get a new dog.
Yeah, and what gave you the idea to get involved with bringing dogs into nursing homes or bringing dogs to people? And also, what gave you the idea to have this service here in Christchurch?
Well, to have the service in Christchurch, I'm afraid to say I had a mad moment. And I just said, look, we'll get the dogs in. I asked the cathedral and they said, yes, we'll try it. And here we are 15 years on, meeting once a year. Normally, it is one dog to one person going into the homes. How it started, I must say, I've no idea. But it works all around Ireland. You have people bringing dogs into nursing homes.
When you approached Christchurch and said, you know, we should do a blessing for pets and blessing for animals, obviously, what was their reaction? I mean, did it take a lot of convincing, or did they straight away think, yeah, this is brilliant?
I think they thought I was a bit mad, but apart from that, they okayed it. And the dean at that stage was an animal lover. He's now passed on. But I think having the head man as an animal lover was a big bonus.
And you're in now anyway, so...
we're in and I'm not going anywhere with the pets.
And it's obviously, as you say, it's very popular. I mean, did it always start out so popular, or, I mean, has it been building up in popularity?
Oh, it's definitely built up. In the last 5 years, roughly, we've got very good coverage, radio, telly, and I think that's what makes it. But an awful lot of the clients that come, it could be their only time to get out at Christmas, because some of them are very bad disabled. And to see them in their wheelchairs and that in the cathedral, you know, it's a sad moment. It gets you. Because everyone is there and they're singing and the pets. It's just a brilliant atmosphere.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a lovely idea, isn't it? And it must be one of the few places in Ireland, if not the only place in Ireland, that's doing it.
I think it is. A number of the churches have Animal Blessing Sundays, normally in October. But from what I gather, this is the only cathedral that will actually have a pet service, especially for the animals.
And, I mean, are the prayers and the Gospels and the hymns, are they chosen accordingly?
No, the Gospels and the readings would be the Christmas Gospels and readings, and the hymns would be the normal carol services. It's just when it comes to the blessing of the animals, the dean, you know, gets down on the front and all the dogs come up. And that's also when things could happen, but nothing happens. It's a bit risky, but it works.
So the dogs are let off the leash and up they go to the dean.
Oh no, they're kept on the leash. I'd be afraid.
He's not swamped by all the dogs.
No. But you do get very big dogs, and it's just, it works. It sounds daft saying it's work, but it does. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful service.
And what does the dean, what does the dean say to the dogs? What's his blessing to the dogs?
He has his own, prayer for the dogs and the blessings, and I'm afraid to say I don't know it, sorry about that. They all just come up, and the owners kneel on the ground in front of the dean, and some of the dogs sit down, others lie down, and there's quiet for a few moments as the prayer is said, and then they all go back to their seats.
I mean, do you think the dogs have an awareness of what's going on? I mean, you say there's quiet. Have they sort of a sense of the solemnness of the occasion?
I think they do, because, once one dog starts, they all start. But if no dog barks, the place is actually quiet. When you think you could have 70, 80 dogs, and you kind of say, okay, there is scuttering around the place because they're running, or trying to get away from the leads. But most of the time, they don't bark, and I presume they do get an air of the place, or they know how to behave.
Yeah. Well, I suppose they're probably well-trained dogs in the first place if they're part of the programme.
Yes, they are, because the dogs are assessed for this programme. You can't very well bring in a dog which is a lunatic. The dog has to be able to stay and be good.
And then, obviously you said, too, the people in wheelchairs, and so the people from the homes themselves come in as well, even if they're not the people who have the dogs, they're the people who are receiving the visits from the dogs.
That's right.
So they come in too, yeah.
Yes, they come in, and like that, sometimes it's the only time they get out, but the atmosphere is brilliant, and it does bring the odd tear to the eye. If you stand back and look at it as a whole, you kind of say, my goodness, this is wonderful.
And do the dogs recognise the people that they regularly visit, and they see them there in the church?
Yes, they do. They do. Some dogs will happily go up wagging their tails, all excited to see a certain person, which they know they see every week. So they are joined together. They're not just humans, dogs and owners. There is a family.
It's the pet a family, essentially.
Yes, it is. Very much so. When I used to visit the home in Marley, there was a number of them there, very bad with dementia. And they would see Berry coming, and the whole attitude would change. They would be happy and calling Berry, and yet sadly they didn't know who they were, but yet they knew the dog.
That's interesting, isn't it, that even with dementia they recognise the dog?
Yeah, I was quite amazed the first time it happened, and I said it to one of the nurses, and the nurse said, yes, they don't remember anything, but if they really love a dog, or maybe they had a dog. It's amazing how the brain, just works. Yeah. But the dog is the centre.
And they remember the dog?
Yes, yeah. And I've no idea how, but as I said, it works the same way. Today's service, organised chaos, but it'll work, hopefully.
Blessed are you, Lord God, maker of all creatures. You call forth fish to sea, birds in the air, and animals on the land. You inspired St. Francis to call all of them his brothers and sisters. We ask you to bless these dogs. By the power of your love, enable them to live according to your plans. May we always praise you for all your beauty and creation. Blessed are you, Lord our God, in all your creatures, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. They're absolutely wonderful. Not a sound. I think we should give them a clap.